Yeah, absolutely. So look, within the wider royalty landscape, the vast majority of folks are looking at precious metals. So we at Ecora are part of a much smaller subset, looking at critical minerals.
Yeah.
And we're actually quite unique in terms of our focus on base metals and in particular copper. Mm-hmm. We've, in the last 12 months, been through a major inflection point for this portfolio, and we've spoken about this in details in some of our other videos, but really exciting times for Ecora. We've seen strong ramp up in the cash flows from our critical minerals portfolio. And longer term, I think we're exceptionally well positioned from the assets we already have to benefit from a pipeline of really strong organic growth, all underpinned by our producing royalty portfolio, which this year is expected to generate, on research analyst consensus, approximately $70 million.
Mark Bishop LaFleche, Ecora Royalties, good afternoon to you, my friend. It's really good to see you this year.
Yeah, can you believe it? It's been 12 months since we were here a year ago.
It's come by quick, right? And just to all of you out there at the 2026 Rural Investment Symposium, let's talk about that. Is there a different feel or energy this year compared to last? And last year was your first.
Yeah, look, I think the energy and feel you see here is something I've observed actually generally across most investors, which is an excitement, an enthusiasm, and a recognition that the outlook for mining, in particular critical minerals, where we involved anyways, is really, really compelling. And we seem to be at the beginning of a really exciting period of time where we're expected to see really strong demand growth. Not everything moves in a straight line, but very positive long-term trend. And it's nice to see the excitement in the sector and the just the general the keenness of people to look at mining in a way that, you know, maybe was not the case 10 years ago.
Right. So talking about that, when I looking at mining and the energy, we certainly feel the energy now. And all these new people that, I think they have 50% of the attendees here are new this year, which is really amazing to me. Mm-hmm. But talk about our journey. What really stood out to you last year when I met you is just you guys were so different than anybody had ever, any of these mining companies that I met. And I was like, yes. We'll talk about the differentiator that you are a royalty company. You're also in critical minerals and you have a lot of exposure to copper. Just work all that out for me.
Yeah, absolutely. So look, within the wider royalty landscape, the vast majority of folks are looking at precious metals. So we at Ecora are part of a much smaller subset, looking at critical minerals.
Yeah.
And we're actually quite unique in terms of our focus on base metals and in particular copper. Mm-hmm. We've, in the last 12 months, been through a major inflection point for this portfolio, and we've spoken about this in details in some of our other videos, but really exciting times for Ecora. We've seen strong ramp up in the cash flows from our critical minerals portfolio. And longer term, I think we're exceptionally well positioned from the assets we already have to benefit from a pipeline of really strong organic growth, all underpinned by our producing royalty portfolio, which this year is expected to generate, on research analyst consensus, approximately $70 million.
Congratulations. And what's really another thing, another positive, and to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor in Ecora Royalties. But is how you guys are layered. You have all of this stuff that is hit. You have all of, when I say stuff, all of these assets that have hit, all of these assets that are hitting, and then you have this pipeline over the next several years. Just discuss that and talk to me about that.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most exciting things about this business, especially when you consider where it came from. Because historically, it was almost entirely concentrated in one royalty.
Right.
Without much growth thereafter, and that royalty had a short revenue horizon. So, you know, when you compare that to where we are today, we have from one producing royalty to nine principal ones, right? We have underpinning the revenue profile with further growth in the producing basket as some of the assets ramp up to full production capacity. Then the next layer would be royalties over royalty growth from the potential expansion of mines that are already in production. The next layer would be the development of mines, bringing new mines into production. Mm-hmm. And we have a approximately 50 to 60 million from that layer once these assets are fully ramped up at spot prices. And then longer term, royalties that are not expected to be in production in the next 5 years, but at steady state production capacity, have the potential to generate over 60 million per annum at spot prices, and have the ability to drive share price improvements over the short, medium term as these royalties hopefully we'll see de-risking events at the underlying assets. And this is a major step change for the Ecora portfolio, which is much more layered. It operates in, you know, four dimensions as opposed to one. And I think is a hallmark of a great royalty company, frankly. We're not alone to have this complexion in the royalty sector, but from Ecora, it's a completely transformational.
Right. So I'm going to ask this question again, and you just answered it, but I want to ask it again because it's really... You're just making, and I'm putting words out there, you're really making this leap from a junior to more just being bigger, okay? Yeah. And so the question that I always get is there any more meat on the bone? And yes, there is, but you just answered it, but I want to answer it again. What meat is on the bone for investors, new investors, to be excited about?
Yeah, well, that is the most exciting thing, frankly. Yeah, right. So I'm glad you asked that question because I did want to talk to you about that, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a few things. We've spoken about the transformation that Ecora has been through. Mm-hmm. And the crux of it is that when you look at the valuation and the price today, you know, we don't believe that the transformation is fully recognized in the share price today, right? So the opportunity still exists to buy the portfolio based on the market price at a value which is slightly more than the producing asset base, mm-hmm. and play very little for all the growth from the non-producing royalties thereafter. And that's an anomaly in the royalty sector.
Right.
I think part of that, as I mentioned, is the transition and the transformation the company has come from. Now, the valuation multiples has expanded. The share price has performed strongly. I acknowledge all of this, but I continue to believe and be very excited about the entry point that exists for investors with the potential to increase significantly from where we are today, trading at well below the estimates of net asset value, trading at valuation multiples that are much better than they've always been in the past, but still significantly lag peers. And so, yeah, I think all in all, the entry point today is not as good as it was 12 months ago, but it's still really compelling in our view.
It's all relative to just value is what I would say.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing to keep in mind is that compared to 12 months ago, the commodity price environment has changed significantly to become more favorable.
Right.
I'll give you an example. 12 months ago, call it, the long-term copper price by research analysts was around $4 per pound. Today, it's just under $5 per pound.
Right. That's it's hit up to close to $6, correct.
Yeah, and spot prices in the market are $6, to your point.
Right.
So I think when you think about the value of our royalties and our assets that run for multiple decades into the future compared to the past of where we were, and you combine that with the much brighter outlook, all in all, I think it's a really exciting entry point. And you know, if someone's new to the Ecora story, I encourage them to dig into it and see if they agree and they find it as interesting as we do.
Yeah, last question, how many employees do you have?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask this.
I always get a kick out of it.
You always like this one. Yeah, so look, we were around 10 to 11. You know, we have, with maternity leave, maybe 13, you know, at times. And that's the beauty of the royalty model, right? If someone is worried about inflation, I mean, let me step back. I mean, you know, investing directly into a mining company or a royalty company, they're very different. And it's impossible to say, in my opinion, that one is better than the other or worse than the other. They're just different.
Right.
But one of the real advantages of the royalty model is that you have the ability to, by virtue of your small operating footprint, you know, as I said, we're around 12 employees, you have the ability to scale your revenue off a fairly fixed central cost base.
Right.
And so I think the question that I know you're going to ask, how much revenue per employee?
Right.
Which last year was around $5 million. And the beauty is, as our revenue grows, we don't necessarily need to enormously scale our operating costs. Because as a royalty company, we don't produce the minerals, right?
Right.
We have a very small footprint. And so we can manage a very large portfolio without that much more in terms of central costs. And that's certainly one of the advantages of the royalty model.
Right. And so, you know, in my business, or in specifically in business, how do you scale? Is you hire. That is not the case in the royalty business. You don't have to hire because, again, you own royalties and you don't have to run heavy equipment.
So what does this mean in the long term? Well, if you see inflationary pressures or you're constructive on the commodity price in the long run, because your cost base are pretty fixed, what you generally see is margin expansion.
Right.
And the great example is, you know, at the turn of the century, the millennium, I should say, or the century as well, the copper price was around $1 per pound.
Yeah.
Right. So if you had a 1% royalty, you had 1 cent per pound. Today, spot price is around $6 per pound, so you get 6 cents a pound. Mm-hmm. And of course, you'll have some sort of cost creep over those 26 years. But I think you'll capture a lot of that price growth in terms of margin as a royalty company. That's more difficult to do as a mining company because, as you mentioned, as a miner, you need to literally produce the mineral, and you have fixed costs, and you have operating costs, and maintenance costs, and fuel costs. And these things typically track inflation. So you might have revenue growth, but so do your costs, and thus you might have less margin expansion relative to the miner, the royalty company.
Right, right. Well, Mark, if people want to do more due diligence about you, how do they do that? What's your website? What are your ticker symbols and what exchanges are you traded on?
Yes, so Ecora lists and trades on the London Stock Exchange. The ticker is ECOR. We are listed and trade on the TSX in Canada. The ticker is ECOR. And we also, if you're looking for a U.S. Trading during a U.S. platform during U.S. Trading hours on the OTCQX, the ticker is ECRAF.
Excellent. And it's EcoraRoyalties.com,
correct? EcoraRoyalties.com. If you have any questions, the best place to reach out would be IR, so letter I, letter R, at EcoraRoyalties.com. And that's monitored very carefully. And depending on your question, you might hear back from me or my colleague, Jeff Callow, who you know well and is generally completely on top of these things.
Very responsive. Mark, I want to thank you. It's so good to see you. And looking forward to an update.
Yeah, well, look, I think it's been a great 12 months. And frankly, I'm very excited to talk to you again 12 months from now based on what's coming next.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Good to be here.
Yep.